What's going on? This is Michael Barayev with Spitting Fire, and today is Monday. And as you guys know, every single Monday we come at you and spit fire and the truth and nothing but the truth. So today we're going to talk about the five top reasons why you should have a lot of money. Okay? Now I know. Wait a second. I know a lot of you guys have been told by mommy, by daddy, by society, and by friends that, rich people are evil. Being rich is not a choice. Being rich is only by defrauding the system. I've been told that myself by somebody that I was pretty close to. They said, listen, the only way to get rich is to actually become a fraudulent guy and do business fugazi way. And what I want to tell you guys is very, very simple. In this very short podcast today, is that being wealthy, being rich, having a lot of money is actually a good thing. It's a positive thing. You are destined for greatness and you deserve it and you're allowed to have it. And I'm gonna give you guys the five reasons why having a lot of money is actually a blessing instead of it being a curse. Now, I know a lot of you guys wanna get money, but in your head, you don't believe you can get it. So I'm gonna give you guys five reasons why you should have a lot of money. Number one, okay? You can use the money that you actually have to take care of your family. What that basically means, take care of your mom, take care of your dad, take care of your family, meaning your outside family, your relatives, okay? Like not too long ago, my mom said, hey, my phone is not working, this and that. She's like, oh, da, da. And without me even hesitating, all I did was send her $400 to buy her a brand new phone, okay? And the reason why I did that was because I didn't want my mom to be worrying about, can I afford it? Can I not afford it? Should I get a phone? Should I not get a phone? I said, you just get the freaking phone, send me the bill, I'll pay for it. And that alleviated a lot of pressure off my mother because I love her to death. Now, a lot of you guys may love your mom, you love your cousin, you love your family, but you can't do some nice things. Now, $400, no, nothing. Anybody can do $400. But what if someone asked you in your family, hey, I need $4,000 for a dental, procedure. What if someone asked you for $4,000 for something else? Could you do that? Even if you may not want to at the moment because, you don't want to give out $4,000. But if you had that ability, would you be able to? Right? That's the question you want to ask. It's not, would you not? Can you? Are you able to do it? And the answer is yes, if you choose to have a lot of money. Number two, okay? You want to use money to take care of other people. What does that mean? Not just your family, but people you don't even know. How many of you guys bought food for a homeless person? Think about that, right? Probably all of us have given away something to a homeless person, maybe helped them out, offered them something to drink or whatever the case is. Now, a lot of times you offer them, a homeless guy, what they do, throw it in a corner. But most people, when they're homeless or when you do charity, you do something very, very, very subtle, very small, and it makes you feel amazing. Imagine if you could start giving away charity by 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, $200,000 in charity. How would that make you feel? You can't make a difference without money. It's impossible to help other people if you're only focused on yourself and you go and make your fucking bread. You gotta focus on actually taking care of your family, then you can take care of other people. And a lot of people wanna take care of homeless people. They wanna take care of the veterans. They wanna do all these nice things, but they sometimes can't because they're so focused on what they have to do for themselves and take care of their family. So having a lot of money and taking care of your family is important, and so is helping other people, because it's really, really amazing and joyful when you invest into other people. It just feels amazing. I can't express to you guys how it feels to give away charity. I remember a couple years ago, I gave away charity and it felt so good just to be able to know that you can do something for someone else when they don't even expect it, right? Number three, you can use it to buy luxuries. Like, I'm gonna tell you guys something crazy. Like over here, if you look at my freaking wall, I have a thing called a Yachtmaster 2. And I'm gonna show you guys because this to me was a dream a long time ago. I really wanted this watch so badly. And it's crazy that today I had the chance to buy my Rolex. Now, could I have bought it last year, the year before that? Absolutely. Could I have bought it a couple years back? Yeah, but I wasn't ready to make that big commitment. I wasn't ready to go bang on a $20,000 watch. And to be able to do that right now, that just feels so awesome. I don't have to worry about my rent. I don't have to worry about food. I don't have to worry about these things. And you can have the same exact thing. And I tell you this because you are allowed to. You deserve it. You're not meant to be poor. You're meant to be rich. It's okay to be affluent. It's actually good to be prosperous. You deserve it. You are amazing. You are engineered for success. Don't let the society program you that you can't have that, you know? And that's just one of the things, you know, luxuries relaxing. Maybe you want to go real estate, invest into real estate outside of New York or outside of where you live. Maybe you want to actually go take, big luxurious vacations. Maybe you want to buy a nice car. Like, for example, this bad boy right here, man, I've been dying to get this bad boy and I'm going to get it. But how cool would it be to actually have these nice things? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with actually buying a nice blazer, nice jacket, nice clothing? What's wrong with eating at a nice restaurant? What's wrong with that? Nothing. You deserve it. You can do it, right? So buying luxury is actually something you actually can do, and you should do it because it'll make you feel amazing a little bit temporarily. It's not going to remove all your problems, but it's going to make you feel good. I can definitely, you know, vouch for that. The fourth thing is generational wealth, okay? Forget about all the luxuries. Forget about taking care of your family. Forget about taking care of your friends and your neighbors. What about your kids? What about your future kids? Wouldn't it be amazing to actually bless them? Not only with just money, but with generational wealth, where they can pass it down from generation to generation. What about the word legacy? How do you create a legacy if you're busted broke eating ramen noodles? How do you do that? It's kind of hard to do that. So what I recommend you to do, okay, is to think about the next generation. Think about your child. I don't have any children right now, but I know for a fact when I'm going to have children, they're going to change my world. And I want to make sure they're taken care of when I die. I just heard, you know, a rapper that died not too long ago, Mr. Nipsey Hussle, and it's crazy because everyone's trying to give the money to the family, blah, blah, blah. And somebody just told me not too long ago that they literally are taken care of for the rest of their lives, because when Nipsey Hussle died, whether he's a good guy, bad guy, I don't know. I don't even know who he was before actually he died. I didn't know who he was, and it's kind of, you know, I'm kind of embarrassed because everyone's talking about him. But I had no idea, but to know that he took care of his kids, but when he died, that's amazing, amazing, amazing information that he was passed on by very, very wealthy people to say, hey, you got all this money coming in, take care of your future generation. And that's when you have the ability to do so. That's what you guys have to focus on. Forget about today, forget about tomorrow. Worry about years from now when your children are going to desperately need your help, okay? And the number five, and I put this on the last level, this is the reason why, is because you always have to come last. Take care of you. Wouldn't it be just good to just take care of yourself and go pamper yourself? Now, I'm not talking about watches and cars. I'm talking about take care of you, maybe your mental health, maybe you want to go take care of your body. I don't know. But wouldn't it be amazing to just take care of everybody around you and then be able to take care of yourself? Get a $5,000 medical procedure on yourself. Go to a sauna, spa, and just spend a couple of grand. You know, maybe go to an island by yourself and just relax and just chill out by yourself. Take care of you. If you don't take care of you, who's going to take care of you? You can't depend on the government. You can't depend on mommy and daddy. You can't depend on your brothers. You can't depend on your sisters. You can't depend on anybody. You got to depend on yourself. You got to build that for yourself. So having money is a beautiful thing. And the reason why I wanted to tell you guys today in a very short podcast is that you are worth it. You are worth every single penny. Every single dollar that you want, you are able to get it. You are worth 100%. Everything that you want, all the dreams that you want to actually accomplish, they will come true when you start to actually work your ass off and understand that being rich and being prosperous and being wealthy is the good thing. It's not a bad thing. Don't beat yourself up and tell yourself you can't do it, because you can do it and you will do it. Just time hasn't caught up to it yet. So I love you guys. And as you guys know, every single Monday we spit fire. And I want you guys to follow me on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on YouTube. Right now we're pushing YouTube very heavily. We want us to inspire you. We want to be able to inspire you. I want to be able to inspire you. My team wants to be able to inspire you. So I love you guys. Follow me on Instagram. Let me know how this podcast is. And you can, please do me a favor. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and give us a review on this podcast. Have a good one.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.